Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama gets ready for a primetime address on his immigration reform plan. High-level talks in Vienna on Iran's nuclear program with deadline looming. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama is getting ready to unveil his plan in just about 2 hours from now that unilaterally protects millions of undocumented immigrants in the United States from deportation. Prior to his White House speech, President Obama has gone on record saying the country's immigration policies have been ineffective for too long, forcing him to take executive action after Congress failed to reach agreement on a new law. Republican lawmakers are quite angry at Mr. Obama's go-it-alone plan, saying he's frequently said he did not have the legal authority to change immigration policies by himself without congressional approval. President Obama's remarks can be heard live starting at 1 hour Universal Time Friday on voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Vienna Thursday to join talks on Iran's nuclear program just 4 days ahead of a deadline, Al Pessin reports.
Secretary Kerry and other Western officials say Iran must still make the strategic decision to accept limits on its nuclear program, a move that would contradict the so-called red lines set by Iran's supreme leader earlier this year. Iran's foreign minister warned the United Nations negotiating team against making excessive demands, and Iranian officials have made clear they want economic sanctions lifted immediately and permanently if there's a deal, while the six nations representing the UN say that will be a gradual process. Al Pessin, VOA News, Vienna.
This is VOA News. Health authorities in Mali say they are monitoring 338 people linked with the country's six fatal Ebola cases. The World Health Organization says all 118 people who had direct contact with the Ebola victims have completed their 21-day incubation period without developing symptoms. Police arrested seven people at Nigeria's National Assembly Thursday when security forces tried to block the Speaker of the House of Representatives from going inside. Police fired tear gas when violence erupted between security forces and supporters of House Speaker Aminu Tambuwal. The lawmakers were meeting to debate President Goodluck Jonathan's request to extend the state of emergency in three northeastern states where the army is battling radical Islamist group Boko Haram. A new United Nations Human Rights Monitoring report says that almost 1,000 people have been killed and serious human rights violations have continued with impunity in the weeks since representatives of Ukraine's government and the rebels signed a ceasefire agreement. Gianni Magazzini, chief of the Americas, Europe, and Central Asia branch of the UN Human Rights Office, says there's been a total breakdown in the rule of law.
Civilians continue to be killed, illegally detained, tortured. They are disappearing, and the number of internal displaced is growing, especially in the eastern part of Ukraine, where there is a total breakdown in the rule of law, and there is very little, if we can talk about protection, very little protection, if any at all.
Mr. Magazzini says the presence of large numbers of sophisticated weapons and foreign fighters, including Russian soldiers, are worsening the human rights situation in eastern Ukraine. North Korea is threatening to carry out a new nuclear test in response to a U.N. condemnation of Pyongyang's alleged human rights abuses. Shannon Van Zandt has details.
The North Korea threat came after the United Nations moved to bring the country before the International Criminal Court, or the ICC, for crimes against humanity earlier this week. On Thursday, China's foreign ministry spokesperson urged all parties to return to dialogue and the six-party talks. Hong Lei said differences on human rights issues should be resolved by all countries via dialogue. He said China's position is to maintain stability on the peninsula and resolve issues through dialogue. The UN Human Rights Committee passed a resolution on Tuesday calling for a probe of the country's human rights violations. China voted against the resolution and will likely veto moves to refer North Korea to the ICC. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is in Ukraine for talks with the country's leadership on the possibility of fresh assistance to the Kiev government as it battles a pro-Russian insurgency near the Russian border. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.